Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow starts now.
Well, here we are, and good morning. It's Monday, August 22nd, week number 4 of our coffee breaks together. I'm Pat Kreitlow here. Luke Mathers is over there. And Luke, we're going to start. I love Dan Schaefer's word, discombobulated or recombobulated. We're going to start there. First off, because I didn't see my usual Facebook advisory. Are we on live on the face page with those three lucky people?
We are about to be.
Okay. All right. So I want to give them the proper greeting that they deserve. If you're listening on the radio in the Wausau area, I mean, you're going to be with us. We're so thankful. The folks, the folks joining us by social media certainly deserve a nice greeting too, because they could be in, Mumbai for all I know.
They could
I
be don't anywhere.
Know
who monitors. Yeah.
Go. Could be anywhere. So anyway, it's nice to have you here. I was going to start with a little bit about the weather because we are coming out of the weekend. We want to know how things are looking for the next couple of days. And while I can look at the National Weather Service pages from, locations all around the state of Wisconsin and tell you roughly it's going to be fairly nice Monday, Tuesday, maybe a chance for rain Wednesday from west to east into Thursday, the fact of the matter is there's no great place, app or website, to just get the couple of things an old guy like me wants. I don't need a lot of prattling on. I don't need a lot of satellite injury. I just need the radar and a surface map. And again, maybe it's a function of age. When we all grew up, not only did you have, the TV weathercaster, they actually had little pointers and they would point at the map occasionally. And on that map was a series of H's and L's and lines with triangles and lines with, semicircles. And that's what I guess is called a surface map. So you could see if cold air were coming towards you, a storm front, or if there was a big high pressure system, you knew weather was going to be nice. And for the life of me, and this has been going on for a long, long time with me, you can't just find an easy surface map that says, here's what it looks like today, here's what it looks like tomorrow, as far as what's going on right now, here's the radar. They're finally getting better at just letting you see a radar. Again, I don't want to listen to you talk endlessly about what you think. If I can see the radar, I know if there's rain here. If I can see a surface map, I know if there's colder or warm air coming here. And instead, we get lots of, those weather spotter readings or weather net or whatever it is. And I think they're going for that folksy, homespun shtick, but whether, Edna and Ralph on the farm in Tilden, have a different temperature than the Eau Claire Airport 10 miles away, matters less to me. I don't need 70 different spotters on a map within a 70-mile radius. I'd like to know if that front, 100 or 200 miles away is going to mean I have to close all the windows later on today. So for all those weather websites and app developers listening, and I'm sure there must be at least one of you out there, just give me a surface map and let me have the radar and I can take it from there. But from what I can gather, it looks like today and tomorrow, pretty nice. Wednesday into Thursday, not quite as nice. And then, we are in the last full week of August already. It's not the week heading into Labor Day yet. That's the following week. But heading into the last week of August just seems a little off. My wife told me as we were driving this weekend to some plans I'll tell you about later, she says, "Oh, looks like some of the leaves are starting to change colors." I did not mean to wheel on her the way that I did, but I turned and just said something along. I would never say shut up, but the tone of my voice was just like, shut up. No, no, no. You're seeing things. It's an illusion. Okay. It's not what you think it is. So then I think she sensed that, because she was like, although that could be stress from the drought we were having, you know, because we went a long time without rain prior to last week.
Yeah. Everywhere that I see, I was a little upset about the rain over the weekend, but every report you read of national like weather or international weather, even like Europe and around the world, everybody else is really needing some rain. So it's almost like I wasn't that upset after hearing those reports this morning.
No, we are doing fine here by comparison to places that are having horrific flooding, horrific drought, or then drought followed by flooding because the ground isn't prepared to take that much rain. I mean, I'm sure you've heard the line when it comes to anything involving extreme weather and, you know, the environment, take Mother Nature and lay the points, because nature's always going to find its way back to encroach. And, you know, if you get rid of, I don't know, things like whether it's the ozone layer or just warm everything up, nature has a way of saying, I got this. You won't like the results, but I think that if we would like a more hospitable place to live, or more importantly, one to give our kids and our grandkids, we could maybe stop doing the things that led to the problems that we're going to enjoy probably for the rest of our natural lifetimes. But that's not to say that it is, you know, inevitable. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into more of a review of this weekend's events, including a brand new commercial. Sure makes Mandela Barnes look bad, till you realize it's not an ad paid for by Ron Johnson. Well, in a way it is, but it's an ad paid for by billionaires who have a reason to support Ron Johnson. That's coming up next. You're up north.